If you go really close and look yourself in the eyes in the mirror, you almost look like someone else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, for a moment, you get like, am I? Like, who am I?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, it's I understand what you're saying.
It's really freaky.
It's like, I don't relate to this person. Exactly. Like, I'm not. Yeah.
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
Hello.
Hello. How are we today?
We are good. It's a weird day today, though. It's hot, but it's like stormy vibes.
Stormy.
Because it's like so like cloudy outside. Yeah. And there was a moment where it was like kind of rainy today as well.
Yeah.
So it's a weird day. There was like a big fire here in Porto as well today.
Because of the hot temperature.
Yeah.
It's so freaking hot. I remember people were asking for summer days, like, this is not a good summer. And I'm like, is this what you want?
Because
this is freaking awful. I hate it. I think it's too hot for me. And I just want to like stay home all the time with AC on. It's not like a vibe.
Yeah, I like it if I were to go to the beach, but...
It's cloudy.
It's cloudy. So it's like, you can't do shit.
Yeah. And it's really humid.
Yeah.
Feels like we're living in Bali or something now. Yeah. I don't know why. Portugal has changed. So if you guys want to come for a vacation, highly recommend. But if not, to work is a nightmare right now.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not like this.
I've been very like unmotivated here.
Yeah. Understandable.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to go with 35 degrees to shoot content on the street?
Yeah.
Not me,
not
for sure.
It's not good for me. It's not going to be good for the people who's taking pictures. Like, no, it's not going to be good for the pictures. So.
Yeah. Sweaty. Yeah. I feel like I want to shower like 3 times a day during this weather.
Yeah.
But yeah, luckily we're going to have some trips coming so you can feel inspired again.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, because here it's not the vibe to shoot.
No, not the vibe.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
Today we have a very interesting episode. Because it's going to be all about paranormal activities and like glitches in the Matrix. We've talked about this. We've been feeling that the world has been a bit weird. Mm. Not only today. Like, things have been off. So we brought some like stories, we brought some footages, we brought some videos, and we're gonna react to everything on the spot.
To see if we're the only ones feeling this way. If we are the ones being targeted here. We are the Lulu or not. Yeah. But yeah, I've been feeling it more and more. I remember we talked about it here maybe like 2 or 3 episodes ago, how we've been feeling this. And you know, back then I told you about like the little glitch that I saw, like the sun blinking. And you told me that you were seeing familiar faces. And since you told me that, I've been seeing so many freaking familiar faces that it's scaring me.
It's a curse.
It's a curse. So yesterday I was in a plane, coming from London. And like the airline girl, how do you call it? I always forget the name.
Oh, we talked about this before.
So many times. I always forget the name.
It's like the hospedator.
Flight attendant.
Flight attendant.
The freaking flight attendant. She was so familiar. Like, I swear that I know her.
Yeah.
And I could like put her, I could like see expressions on her face. Like, My mind has that memory, but I cannot place her anywhere. I don't know where I know her from. I can imagine her in like college uniform. And I don't know because I didn't freaking went to a college where people use uniforms. So I don't know where these memories came from. And also a guy that was sitting on the row next to me. I could swear that I know him from somewhere. And the girl 2 rows in front of me, I was like, I freaking know this girl from somewhere. Not like personally, but like either TV or something. But she was young, so I don't think she's from TV. It was weird. Really, really weird. So I felt a little like freaky.
Yeah.
But like,
it's really weird. especially when that happens like all at the same time.
Yeah.
Time and like a few in the same day, it's like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah. Like it feels like you're in that Jim Carrey movie.
Exactly. Exactly. Know? Like you see patterns, right? Yeah. And you're like, wait. And I started freaking out. I'm like, is this like a last destination kind of thing that I know all these people in this plane?
Yeah.
Luckily, I arrived safely. But it was a little creepy. And on the plane there, actually, but that was sweet. But I seated next to a girl and she told me that she knew me from like Instagram and stuff. And I was like, oh, so sweet. What's your name? And she's like, Inez. And I'm like, oh, I'm Inez too. But that's just a coincidence. But yeah, I've been feeling some shit is kind of off. And the whole Trump shooting.
Oh my God, yeah.
That's like simulation kind of shit.
Have we not talked about that yet?
No.
No? It's so weird because like if you're a shooter, you wouldn't miss that shot.
Yeah, it's so weird. But at the same time, he turned. So they are saying that is like an act from God. Like people are so freaking crazy. And like the fact, it's not just like that he got shot. Is that the way he acts after, like who got shot in the ear so close to the brain and then all of a sudden he's like,
Yeah. No, it's weird. And like all of the pictures that came out, it looks like
stage.
Yeah, like a campaign almost. Like.
And the people behind him was so weird. Like I never heard a gunshot, but I'm guessing it's something that is like triggering, like you would have some kind of reaction because it's very loud.
Yeah.
How they were like this, some of them had their phones up and they are looking at all this thing, he's going down, like all the security coming, and they are just relaxed on the seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's not only one gunshot, I think there were multiple that were shot and people were killed. So it's so weird.
I would get the hell out of there if I was him. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like I would stay down, I wouldn't like. It's
and all
weird.
The people too, like the people watching, I think my reaction would be to leave or hide, and people were just standing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I never saw like the person that was shot. I don't know.
Oh, the person that died.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, me neither.
I don't know. It's very, very weird.
Very weird. And have you seen like his supporters were wearing like
bandage?
Oh my God.
It's so embarrassing.
I think.
It's embarrassing.
I'm not one to cringe, but I cringed.
Obviously.
It's like, it's so embarrassing.
I'm like, this is a new fashion trend now.
Oh my God.
Such redness.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was a moment that was very simulation-like. And I think, like, the United States as a nation.
Yeah.
It's very, like, seems like you're watching a TV show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like you're watching The Simpsons. I think they are always like, oh, this is a prediction. No, it's just like the whole country kind of acts like they are Simpsons. That's why it matches so well because it's so weird to me. There's like only two candidates and then now one steps out.
Yeah, the other is shot.
Election.
Yeah.
What was shot. It's insane. Have you seen like the commission for like Trump's party, whatever, where Amber Rose talks?
No. Oh, yes.
Girl.
Yeah.
What the hell? See, it's like a soap opera.
Yeah.
Now Amber Rose is giving a speech saying that he's not racist.
Yeah.
And then the guy ripping his shirt.
I didn't see that.
Like WWE kind of. It's so bad. He's like, I'm going to protect Trump from now on. Showing his guns. He's like a circus.
Yeah, I think it shows, like, because everything is thought of like the Americans. So I think it shows like what the American people react to. You know what I mean? Like if American people had the ability to be like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Like they wouldn't do those things, but since that's the way to like get to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all like a big marketing campaign.
Yeah.
And the fact that this is happening so weird, like a circus. And if it's like a small nation, but no, it's like the biggest nation in the world. Mm-hmm. So if anything goes wrong, they are the ones that have like the biggest money, the biggest power. Yeah. So in a way, like, this is all of us reality right now. Like, they are kind of a mirror to the world, which is scary. And this is happening. The Olympic Games are happening.
Uh-huh.
Huge ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
So many, like, Snoop Dogg was carrying the torch. I'm like, is this real life? Yeah. I think I died. I was so confused.
In this weird game, what is he doing there? And my friends were like, he was invited. I'm like, okay, I don't understand.
Me neither. And Pharrell, like,
yeah.
Lady Gaga was there, but wasn't there. Have you seen that?
No.
So basically, she went in the ceremony and she sings in a staircase, like, blah, 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 all this. And then there's a huge monitor and people are watching her. And then the camera turns to the stairs and all the dancers are there, but Lady Gaga is not. So they pre-recorded that on the stairs. And she's not in the ceremony, which is...
What's the point?
What's the point?
Yeah, it's so crazy. I saw Celine Dion.
Yeah, I think Celine Dion makes sort of sense, right? But, like, the rest is a little bit weird to me. Like, Lady Gaga, so many American celebrities there. So many. It's like it's USA Olympics, but not. It's in Paris. It's a little weird. All this happening looks like the Hunger Games, definitely. Looks like a simulation.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, so wars are happening, and then Snoop Dogg is carrying a torch, and he doesn't even play sports. He, like, smokes all day. Why Snoop Dogg? You
and
know?
Have you seen the interview with this French, like, woman? She was, like, talking to him in French, and he was like, oui, oui.
No way.
Oh, oui, oui. He was, like, not giving a fuck about the interview. Just, like, saying, like, French words.
It's so weird how they plan this thing with these celebrities that don't make any sense.
Yeah, no.
There. So these weird things are happening. Now this and white they keep lady... happening,
you know? Like, I feel like we could talk about weird things every week.
Exactly. It would fill up episodes every week.
Yeah.
Now this old lady came up saying that Hello Kitty is not a cat. Have you seen that?
Okay. What is it then?
It's a little girl from London. It's a little girl from London.
Hello Kitty is a little girl from London.
Yeah. It's a little girl from London. And she's like 5 apples tall and 3 apples wide or something like that.
Apples tall?
And she's not a cat. Is the size of a cat, but she's not a cat. She's a little girl from London that owns a cat. She has a cat, like a pet. It's driving me crazy.
Who is,
like,
that woman?
She works for Hello Kitty, I think. I don't know. It's suspicious.
It's very suspicious.
It's very, very weird. So these are the weird things that we've been noticing ourselves, but let's see.
Yeah, let's see what else we have.
I'm scared. Because every time one locked the stuff, like you telling me about the familiar faces, then it started happening. So I'm scared to unlock more.
Parece que a falha da Matrix ainda continua por aqui. Botar outro pé. Olha ali o reflexo, como é que pode? É espelho comum, gente, ó.
What the fuck was this? I can't wrap my head around this one. Your face. Wait.
I don't believe this. This is made up. This is edited. But it's so well done. I'm looking at the sneaker.
That's impossible.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Like, it's a very good, very well done edition.
Yeah, like a mask where he changed the direction of the shoe, I'm guessing. Because if this is real, then I would be running.
I would put myself in a mental hospital. I
mean, like, panic.
Yeah. I think mirrors can be very
scary
if you think about it.
For me too.
It's like, I don't know.
I think it freaks me out, mirrors. And something that freaks me out is cameras.
Mm.
You know, like, how can you, like, record a moment?
Mm-hmm. And it's like...
in space and time. Like, you can literally record it. It's so crazy to me. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's just very, very weird. I can... and it's mirror things, I guess. They have, like, small mirrors. Yeah, so they that's, have
inside, yeah. It's weird. You know, I remember there's this girl on TikTok. She used to do, like, scary videos. And basically, like, the whole concept was that she would be, like, in the mirror. Like, you could see her in real life and you could see the reflection in the mirror. And the reflection in the mirror would be her, like, different than what was going on. And it's such a simple concept to do. Because she recorded and overlaid the video.
Yeah.
And it's so scary. Scary. Like, and, like, when it comes to, like, scary movies, I always get, like, so scared when it comes to, like, mirror stuff. But, yeah. I think it's scary.
It's true. And it kind of, like, it reflects in a way that, like, you're seeing the opposite of yourself, right? So you never see yourself as your real self, mm-hmm. because you're only used to seeing yourself in the mirrors. And cameras are just like mirrors. So I think you never like know how other people see us.
Yeah. I also saw this meme the other day. It's not really a meme. It was like an article, and they were saying how we weren't supposed to look at each other, at ourselves as much as we do. Because like we kind of invented the concept of like owning mirrors at the house and like cameras and everything. And they were like, we weren't supposed to be looking at ourselves as much. Because like, if, you know?
Like, it's not like natural to
us. Exactly.
And I kind of agree, because I remember once I was seeing these videos about like, not self-help, but like, you know, meditation and the whole like manifestation, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And one of the exercises was to really look into yourself more in the mirror to like grow self-love, stuff like that. And one day I tried it to go like really close. And I tell you, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's really weird. If you go really close and look yourself in the eyes in the mirror, you almost look like someone else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, for a moment, you get you look, like, like, who am I?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's I understand freaky. What you're saying.
It's really freaky.
It's like, I don't relate to this person. Exactly. Like, I'm not. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's so weird. You see stuff that you never saw before, and you're like, sometimes I wonder, was I always like this? I don't remember myself as a kid.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Yeah. It's creepy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well. Let's move on.
Shit is getting deep.
Video that fisherman captured of a mermaid goes viral.
I saw that one.
You saw?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I'm going to see. But like, this is one of those things that I think we talked about here before. Mermaids are just like dragon, witches. How can everyone come up with the same vision?
Yeah.
Because there's no... maybe you see like a shadow of a person that looks like a mermaid, but there is no persons in the middle of the ocean. Yeah. So weird.
Yeah, I remember reading the comments, and everyone was like, I do, like, there's something out there for sure. Like, I believe in mermaids, but I think they're not like good. Like, I think they're like evil.
Isn't there a name for like those that are kind of like evil mermaids? Sirens, yeah.
Yeah, they like sing and...
exactly.
Yeah, to and kill the men.
Because you know what? I think we also mentioned this here. The bottom of the ocean, like the whole ocean is such a mystery. Like we know more about like the universe than the ocean. And I think there must be a reason why we stop using the ocean so much to travel. Because back then, it was like all about the ocean to discover new places. But those guys saw weird stuff back then.
Yeah.
There's so many stories. That's when all the stories started to happen. And here in Portugal, we have a lot of stories about like sea monsters. Mm-hmm. And I wonder why. Let's see.
Now this is a strange one. A couple of fishermen spotted a mysterious luminous object in Bridge Surf Beach in Puerto Rico recently. Check this out.
What?
What
the fuck is that? That's like a whale with
light. They approach the mysterious light in hopes of figuring out what it is, but the more they approach it, the more mysterious it becomes. They notice how it keeps blinking on and off for some reason, and then they approach it a little more, and this is what happens.
Yeah, smart guy over there. Don't approach it too much.
They follow this mysterious light for a few more minutes, and what happens next baffles the fishermen entirely. A humanoid being can be seen walking very fast next to the luminous
object. This looks like a freaking alien.
Moment, they actually capture its glowing eyes. Check this out.
¿Qué es eso? No freaking way. This is not a freaking mermaid.
The face looks like a human, but the body is so...
That's not a freaking mermaid, guys. Like, let's be
real.
The
face looks like a human, but the body is so...
Yeah. Obviously, with the water, sometimes it, like, slims you down. Our little legs become
skinny.
But that's what's weird. Maybe, like, mermaids, as we know it, are a little, like, beautified in a way. Like, But maybe they are, like, ugly and creepy. But is this, like...
Their skin needs to be very, like...
Like fish, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they can be pretty.
I'm wondering if it's aliens. Because, you know, the whole theory of, like, aliens have been here before. And they let us, like, live our lives. But they influence the curse of the world somehow. Like, some people believe that they build, like, the pyramids and stuff like that. Because we don't have, like, the ability to. Some stuff of our history is kind of, like... They don't know how to justify it, like Stone Age and stuff like that. So what if they are kind of like here, but they live below the sea?
Under the sea.
Because maybe in their own planet, it's all water. And there's no land, so they don't really survive in land. I don't know.
But then how did they make the pyramids if they don't survive in land?
Maybe they built it under the sea and then the sea started to...
Atlantis, exactly.
So now they only have like a part of it and we are... Maybe we'll keep like reducing it because we do all this damage to the ambience. So one day they might get tired of us and just kill us all. Because we're
getting
destroyed.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But this is very weird. Like if I was the fisherman, I don't know if I would have the guts to go follow the light.
I would. But the minute I saw, like, the
then
face,
out.
I'd be like, you I'm have out. The video, let's go.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Well, this shit was scary. Yeah. But I bet, like, fishermen see a lot of weird stuff. Like pilots. I heard that pilots see a lot of, like, weird stuff in the sky. That is, like... They report to like air control that weird stuff keep like appearing. And the thing is like there's no explanations.
Yeah.
So who knows? Okay, another one. What the fuck is this? It's like green like the dark version of Grinch. It's a doll.
Wait, I was everywhere.
Please, in it.
This will be the first part for me to try.
That's freaking genius.
The tiny legs.
See, sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I want to believe in conspiracies, but sometimes this shit happens and it shows you that it's all about, like, perspective sometimes. Like, yeah. I would never say that's a freaking dog. What?
Wait, wait. Sorry, I got too into it.
It's 2 deers, no?
But then it's only one.
It can't. I am witnessing a glitch in the fucking matrix, and I swear to God, if this squirrel doesn't come back out, I'm gonna have a panic attack because, see, do you see his nose? I'm not going crazy. Oh my God, wait, stop it. There's nothing there. There's not a grate there.
What the fuck?
There's not a fucking grate there. Where did this bitch just come from? What the fuck?
Oh my God, I need to watch this one.
I'm not going crazy. Oh my God, wait, stop it. There's nothing there. There's not a grate there. There's not a fucking grate there. Where did
this... Like, fuck that.
I love squirrels, but like, what the fuck is this?
And it's like the reflection of a tree.
Yeah.
So maybe the computer broke for a second and he acted like he could like go around it, but it's just a shadow.
So weird. You know what I found out today? It's like not very related to glitches, but I didn't know. Do you know how golf works? Like that. So this girl was saying that her boyfriend usually goes like play golf.
Yeah.
And this time he went and he was like, oh, this time it was really hard. Because they changed up like
the holes.
And I didn't know you would. Did you know that?
That they changed the holes?
Yeah.
Yes. Because
I didn't know.
If they don't change the holes, then it would be like a little boring.
Yeah, it's always like the same. And I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, you just cover the ones and like create new ones. I didn't know. Okay, I'm sorry.
But I never played golf, so I'm not like, I don't know much else, to be honest.
But that makes sense how it's not boring then.
Yeah, true. But I think the whole sport must be a little boring because it's like you need to go in these little carts all the time.
Yeah.
It's like a huge field. This is crazy. The dog on the beach is so crazy. I could swear it was like this monster thing. Like, weird. Oh, no. Okay. We have like one that something pulls the leg. I don't know. It's gonna be creepy. When you hear this song, you already know it's gonna be a creepy one.
Sometimes the songs are even worse than the video.
So we got a baby and a camera, which never is like full on horror movie. This is basically. Babies seeing ghosts that we cannot see.
Oh, it's when babies are staring at things.
Yeah, waving.
Oh my God.
Dogs do the same.
Yeah. I remember in Madrid, there was this dog at this coffee place and he was like staring at the wall the entire time I was eating.
What? This last one is very creepy.
Is this a reflection was still on the door?
Yeah, his shadow. Not connected to his body.
Weird shit.
I never know if this is like a real shit, but definitely weird. And I feel like babies can be a little weird. Yeah, like you're a tiny human, so you must have conscious, but like I don't remember shit from being a baby. Mm-hmm. And I think it must be a little weird. Have you seen like the TikTok about like the conscious babies? It went viral, like this baby when the mom says like
me.
Yeah. It's so creepy, I feel like. Like he acted like he knew exactly what to do. It's very, very weird. Imagine if you have a conscious baby at home. Like, what do you do if all of a sudden, like, you understand that your baby is, like, super smart?
Yeah.
Creepy.
Very creepy.
Okay.
Okay, so here's my sink. It is a touch sensor thing. And here's some strawberries. Nothing happens when I touch the box, but when I touch a strawberry...
What?
But nothing happens when I touch the box, just the strawberries.
I think I just discovered a glitch in the Matrix.
Found this little corkscrew nose ring on my floor, and I went, oh shit, did mine fall out? And I didn't realize it. No, it is still there. It's been, you know, there for a while. Then you know how the thought, I haven't had any fall out since I moved into this new house, so where the hell did this come from? So I was like, maybe it fell out of my case at some point when I was unpacking boxes. So, you know, I make my way into the bathroom. And I pull out my little plastic container here with all my nose rings in it, and I start counting. You know, I work on it. I get these all separated out into their little designated areas. The only corkscrew one not accounted for is the one that is in my freaking nose, which is my custom one. And by custom, I mean like I went to a pier.
That one is so weird to me. Like, why does it have a sensor but still has... You know,
so weird.
I think it's a lie, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, like why the tap has a thing to open and close the water if it's censored. I think that one is a lie.
Maybe someone is like under the sink, like opening the water. This is like a very common one.
Yeah.
Like finding things when you still have.
That's the kind of glitch that I think, that I really think is true. When... I remember seeing a girl talking about the glasses.
Yeah, she had like three pairs.
Yeah, of the same.
Yeah.
And I can see that happening to me and me thinking that I'm crazy. If I would find like, I don't know, an extra shoe of the same.
Yeah, I think I'd probably be like, oh, I'm sure a brand gifted me and I kept it and I...
Yeah. And you found that nail. Actually, on the on TikTok, I saw a girl finding like a nail too in the car the other day, like a press on, and she had like acrylics or something. So it must be a thing.
Very weird. Yeah, I found an acrylic nail lost on my own bags.
Yeah.
On one of my own bags, and I don't wear acrylic nails.
So... I've just had a glitch in the Matrix. I see people talk about this on TikTok all the time. I've never experienced it, but I need to show you guys. So I was just putting something away on the tabletop, and I saw this. And I thought, oh no, have I broken my phone case? Like, and I'll show you my phone case in a minute. So I picked it up. This is my phone case, guys. So where has this acrylic butterfly wing part come from? This is my only case. Is that not the weirdest thing ever? Like, I don't understand. What is happening? I know it seems really minor, but it's really, really weird. It's freaked me out.
It's very weird. Maybe, like, in the parallel universe, she broke the case, and there was, like, a leak.
A little glitch in the Matrix, basically.
Yeah.
Where, like, a part of one universe enters the other. I think that must be it, because otherwise... And that's what I feel with the deja vu thing that I also talk here about, that I have a lot of those. And I actually, I don't know if this happens to you. Do you ever have this kind of like deja vu?
I don't have a lot. Like I have one or two per year.
Okay. And when it happens, does it seem like it happened to you before, or does it seem like you dreamt about it?
like it happened before.
Okay. Because to me, it's that I always dream about it. Mm-hmm. My deja vus are like, I know for sure that I dreamt about this. And it's like either like a moment of action or a sentence that I recall. Like this time in London, I was doing the job. And all of a sudden, the guy tells me something like one of the video guys, he had like a handycam. And he was like, okay, here I go with a handycam. And it was like, fucking hell, I dreamt about this. And I remember waking up and feel like, what the fuck, handycam? You know? It's like this weird thoughts. And now, and then all of a sudden, like it's there. And the person is saying exactly what I dreamt about. And that's what scares me. So I think that must be like sneak peeks from other like time frames.
Yeah, that's scary. Because there's one thing, it's one thing if, okay, parallel universe, like same time frame, there's leaks, you know? Yeah. But there's it's another thing when it's like future, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like that almost means like everything is already like predetermined.
Exactly. But I've been believing that more and more lately. I feel like that's basically it. I think time is just like another dimension, and we just as a human we can only see it displayed this way from past to future, but it's not, it's like almost like a circular thing. So for multiple universes, it's not, I'm not sure if you can call it multiple universes. I just think it's like time displayed differently. So I think it's like an illusion of choice, like you have a choice at the moment, but if it happened before, it's not really an option that way. So, but I think that must be it, because otherwise I cannot explain this type of shit that keeps happening.
Yeah. Or maybe you still have a choice, but since you don't follow certain options, you don't have those deja vus. Maybe you dreamt about other options anyways, but since you didn't follow them.
So you think you can like multiply the options, so it's not just a time frame that it's displayed, it's like all these different paths that you, all these different universes, it shows different things. Yeah, I don't know about that one. I think it would be a little hard time wise but it can be like a weird dimension, just like we have like height and we have how do you say, like you can measure like this, you can measure like this. Yeah, so we have like multiple dimensions in terms of like measurements we can have in time. So maybe there's other paths.
Other Sophias.
I don't know. Other Sophias that did different things. Yeah. But maybe and just like one.
They have different deja
vus. Maybe they do have. But my dreams are so weird because sometimes I dream like really weird stuff. So I don't think all my dreams are. I think it just happens sometimes that it's just like sneak peeks.
Mm-hmm.
And the weirdest thing happened. I'm always talking here about how my dreams are fucking weird. And sometimes I feel like I'm not myself. I'm someone else. The weirdest thing happened. So I was so tired after my work in London. After a day of the photo shoots, I was in my bed up to sleep. And I was like middle of the night. I was dreaming about something that I cannot recall, like regular dream. And then I felt like there was this other layer, like a deeper layer. And I heard a really weird voice. You know, like it was coming from even deeper. And I got so scared that I woke up. And I feel like I should have stayed. But it's so weird that I... Yeah, but it's so weird that I had the option. It's very weird that I have like this. I felt like I don't wanna hear this anymore. It's scaring me, so I'm popping out. And I feel like it's weird because not a lot of people that I speak to feel they have the option to wake up.
Yeah.
And I feel about that. I feel that in a few dreams, but this type of voice, like a deeper level, I never felt before. And I was like, what the fuck? Like I got so scared. The voice was so, it wasn't even creepy. It was like almost like a woman's voice. But since it was like, I was in a dream and that was like nothing to do with the dream. And it was like a deeper thing. I felt really, really scared.
Whoa.
And I don't want to experience that anymore. please, if you're trying to contact me,
use other ways.
Leave me alone. Wasn't born to be a medium. That shit is creepy.
Weird.
Come here. Drop to the basement. I've been waiting.
It's a long time coming.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Yo, the sky is fucking blue.
And then it turns that's what happened to me.
I got that on
wait,
camera.
What?
I got that on yo. Camera. I got that on camera.
First thing was, Fed just went that way.
Wait, put it again.
Yo, the sky is fucking blue.
And then it turned on. It looks like a really strong light, doesn't it?
It's kind of similar to the meteor thing that happened here in Portugal. But I think the weird stuff is that when it fades. Because
yeah,
here,
like there's layers, there's levels, right? So like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's what's a little weird. But it can be. Like the meteor here was like a flash too. But since I saw a little glitch, I don't know what to believe anymore. But that kind of blue light that was really vibrant.
Strong, yeah.
It's really similar to the meteor that came to Portugal. That no one found out what it is. Mm-hmm. So who knows what the fuck that was.
Very handy.
Anytime weird, something weird happens, weird no one freaking knows. Do you know there's like people lost in space right now? I saw that these astronauts went to space. And Boeing did the spaceship. And Boeing has been having all these problems in terms of like airplanes and stuff. So people are a little like, every time I'm on a plane now and I see it's a Boeing, I'm like, fuck this shit. But it's a little problems that have been happening with Boeing. So basically they built this spaceship and the guys went to space and they were supposed to be back on July 14th. And they are not. So they are still out there and they are trying to bring them back. They are aiming for August now because they are trying to fix stuff like from here to there.
Like from the spaceship?
Yeah. For them to be able to come back. So they cannot like come back.
What were they doing?
Oh, one of those missions, like I don't know, maybe going to what they do, they go to satellites and stuff. Yeah. I know nothing about space, but I know like they go on a small spaceship and they land on like a huge one that's always there. Yeah. So yeah,
my God,
they are still
must be
there.
So scary.
It must be very, very scary.
Hopefully they had food. Enough
food. Yeah, enough food, enough oxygen.
Yeah. Well. Okay, next one. Do you want to see the next one?
Y'all seen that story about that Uber or Lyft driver that met the vampire in New Orleans? That story made me think about a story that happened to me that was similar, but it was in Atlanta. But this happened a while ago. I was super young, and the details of the story just don't show y'all how long ago this was. This was in a time where it was just becoming cool to meet people online. Like, you would meet new people on MySpace and be like, oh, they live in the same area. Shoot, let's hang out, let's chill, whatever. This was also during the time where I was on this spiritual, like, supernatural kind of awakening time. And everything on my page was talking about like spiritual, supernatural stuff and whatever. So naturally, I would have interesting conversations with people who were like into the same thing. This kid hit me up who was about the same age as me, I think maybe a little bit older, and was asking me, hey, did you read about this? Did you read about this? Have you heard about this? And all the stuff he was talking about, I was like, nah, I never heard of that. Wow, whoa, it's crazy. So we would always have these crazy conversations until we got to the point where he was like, you should come hang out. I got some stuff I could show you. Like, that I've done and that I've seen, you should come chill. I'm like, what? Yeah. This is about to put into perspective how long ago this was. So to get to his house, I had to print out directions on MapQuest, which was, yeah. At the time I was living with my best friend who's like my brother, and I used his mom's car so I could go. I was like, hey, I'm gonna go hang out with a friend or whatever. She was like, cool, whatever. So I printed the directions out, drove to the house. I pull up to this house, and it is a mansion, like the biggest house I think I've ever seen. And as the gate is opening, he's walking down the driveway. He's like, what's up? I'm like, what's up? What do your parents do? Just kind of like, oh, yeah, they're into everything. They're not in town right now, whatever. When I tell you it was like a circle driveway, it had like Bentleys and like all kind of expensive cars in the driveway. And I'm just kind of like nervous because this is the first time that I've ever been around money like that. We walk into the house through this huge ass garage, and the house has this weird feeling. It like feels homey, but feels expansive at the same time, like a warehouse. It was the weirdest feeling. I can't really put my finger on it, but it felt vast and at the same time cozy. This is where it starts getting. As we go through the house, each room is themed to like a different period of humanity.
What?
I'm talking like big suits of armor in one room, and then it's like Asian inspired stuff and ancient stuff. And I'm like, so do your parents collect things? Or at this point, I'm like, what's happening in here? We're walking through all these rooms, and we finally get to a hallway that looks just like any other house, any other hallway. His room was to the right. There was a restroom to the straight ahead, and then branches off to the left to other rooms and stuff. Normal. This is where it kind of linked to the other girl's story. And what made me think about this again was I remember the details, but I don't remember the details. Like, I remember we talked about socials, birth certificates. He was telling me how to use my brother's birth certificate to get him out of jail. Other kind of secrets about the country, the world, all what? Kind of stuff. I remember, but don't remember. I remember what he looks like, but I can't quite remember what he looks like. I remember what he sounds like. I remember what the room looked like. I remember what the bathroom looked like. And let me tell y'all about what I found in that bathroom. So this is what made me start going on a rabbit hole and researching things. Because it was this big book. It was a huge, I don't even think I've ever seen a book this big, but it was like leather bound. You could tell it was really old. When I opened the book, on the first page were like these drawings, and it was these beings. And it was kind of like a family tree type thing. And the first one was saying like, this is this being, and then this is this being's kids, and then this is whatever, whatever. These beings looked like us, but pitch black. And these were drawings in the beginning. So the beginning of the book was drawings. They were pitch black, like the color black. All you could see was eyes. I'm flipping through the pages and I'm feeling like I'm invading privacy. I'm seeing something I'm not supposed to see. And as I'm flipping through the book, it's saying names of what these beings are, who they are, like description of who they are. It was like biographies, but very short descriptions. And I can't really remember details, but I do remember as the book got further, it became less of drawings and more of pictures. And once it started becoming pictures, I got scared. Grab the book and I take it out there and I'm like, what is this? What is this? He goes, oh, that's the book of Anu, the Anunnaki. It shows you who all the Anunnaki are up to this day. Some of humanity comes from them. It's kind of like your story of God and the angels and blah, blah, blah.
What?
What? Mind you, we had a full-fledged conversation after that. I remember I was there for quite some time after that, and I remember him explaining it to me, going through the pages and talking, but I don't remember none of that. It's like I'm looking at a memory on mute. I came to an end. I remember getting back into my car, and like immediately after I left, I called my brother while I was on the way, and I was like, you'll never believe this, blah, 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 because we were both on this supernatural, spiritual journey. I'm like, he said this, da, da, da. My brother's like, I want to meet him too. I'm like, yeah, I think, yeah, you can meet him too. In like hours, I've been gone for I don't even know how long, and I'm telling him more and more stuff about the stuff I remember, and he's like, I want to meet him. I'm like, bet, I got these directions I printed from MapQuest. Let's go tomorrow. I'm sure he's not going to carry his parents.
I bet it's not going to be there.
All the way crazy. So the next day, we followed the directions that were printed on MapQuest back to that same place. We get there. It's an open field.
I knew nothing's there.
Oh my God. I'm going to go with Alien.
What?
But what happened to the house? Where did the house go?
Imagine if he was like tripping
like
and,
a
like
big
the
tree.
Entire time he was like alone in the field imagining everything.
Oh my God. Yeah, but that's what you know, that's why no one's gonna believe him. I feel bad for him. But because how did they come? You need to be very creative to come up with all this, like the book and what that term. I never heard about that.
Anunnaki.
Anunnaki. Have you searched about it? Should we?
Yeah.
Are they gonna trigger me? Because this is my iPad.
I'm gonna search as well. Are they gonna trigger me? Anunnaki.
It exists. What is it? What the description?
I don't understand these terms.
So it's humans?
No, they're descendants of En and Ki, the god of the heavens and the goddess of earth, and their primary function was to decree the fates of humanity.
So it's like a mythological creature? Does it have images?
It's like Greek thing. No. Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, those are like real terms. I don't know Anunnaki. If the guy invented. I don't think so. Oh, it's creepy. It's like.
This is a book. There's a book called Anunnaki, The Reckoning.
Okay.
By Robert Smith.
The things we learn. Oh, I hate this story. This is very creepy. I don't want to know about the Anunnakis.
Anunnakis. No Anunnaki. Go away.
Don't talk to me. Anunnakis in my sleep. Go find someone else. Okay, next story.
Glitch right, in the Matrix.
Everybody sees me walking. I'm walking. Look. This plane isn't moving. It's not moving. But it sounds like it's moving.
What is that on the right? Is it like one of those planes that has
it has like propaganda.
An ad. Yeah.
I don't know about this one.
Yeah.
Can plane just be like stopped chilly in the air?
No.
No?
No. But maybe it's like very slow.
I bet it's slow.
I don't
okay,
know.
Another one.
Something a little creepy and unexplained that I've still thought about to this day. On this cold December day, my mom and my stepdad went Christmas shopping in a town about an hour away from where we lived. At about 6:30 or 7 o'clock at night, I was sitting on the computer doing my homework and I saw headlights coming up my driveway. So I was like, okay, cool, they're home. Car parks, doors open. I go to like our entryway and I see my mom and my stepdad walk in. My mom looks at me, says, how was your day? I'm like, great. I see her go down to take off her boots and then my stepdad says, hey, do you want to go out to the garage? So with that, they walk out to the garage, close the door, whatever, I go back to doing what I'm doing. An hour or so goes by and they still haven't come inside. So I walk outside, there's no car in the driveway anymore, so I go to the garage and it's completely dark, no car either. I call my mom and I'm like, hey, where'd you guys go? She's confused, she's like, we're still shopping. I'm like, haha, this isn't funny, I'm serious, where'd you guys
go? I've heard so many stories like that.
You've not come
Wait, I know, like, there's this thing, I need to find it. So there's this thing where people believe that, for example, you're like chilling at home and your mom is supposedly out and you go to the living room and your mom is like in the couch.
Yeah.
You know? And some people, like there's this name where you see the double of like your a familiar, like a family member, but they're not there. They like. Like,
yeah,
there's people saying that if you talk to her, she wouldn't reply. And like if you go back to your room, like an hour later, she'll be back from the shopping and like she wasn't there. You know what I mean?
It's so creepy.
Yeah, like
but yeah,
I've seen too many
also
stories.
Also a lot of stories about that.
And there's a name for like these double gangers. I don't know, like mom double. I'm not
going to
find it.
Mom double ganger.
Double ganger. But yeah, I've seen some stories like that.
It's crazy. Yeah, I think that can happen. Like, you have. What happened to me before is like having the feeling that my parents have arrived, like I heard them enter or something, or heard someone upstairs, and then they actually enter, and I'm like, okay, maybe I was mistaken, but never like interaction, like really seeing hi dad, and then he walks. But that's nuts. I would be so freaked out. Like, if something like that happened to me, I don't know if I could leave my life normally after.
I know, same.
Because either I was crazy and I need to be, like, in a hospital facility, or maybe I saw something that I wasn't supposed to see.
Yeah. Until today, the weirdest thing that happened to me was waking up. I think I've told you this. Waking up exactly like with my feet on the pillow.
Yeah, on the opposite side.
Yeah.
Like you were lifted and then they pulled you in a room.
Back.
That's so wrong. Crazy. Because like, you don't move when you're sleeping. Like if you would sleep with Sophia one day, I know you guys want to, one day.
I'm a good company, apparently. Because it's like I'm a rock.
She doesn't freaking move. I feel so bad because I move around like, not like crazy, but I have trouble falling asleep. So I need to switch positions. And she's like, as soon as we say like, bye, see you tomorrow, like gone. No movement.
No light.
No pee. No water.
No pee, no water, yeah.
No pee, no water, no nothing. So that would be impossible from you to wake
up. Exactly, you know what I mean? Side. And like, I would have to first, because I was on one of the sides of the bed. So if I did this thing,
like switching around, you would fall.
So I would have to go like through one of the sides and like, I don't understand. Like, I do not understand how I would do it.
Were you alone?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I was really young. I had like a big bed all for myself. But I always like slept in the same side. And since I don't move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's really, really weird.
Maybe I had rave with aliens.
With aliens. Maybe one day you're going to have like a glimpse of that. If so, please feed us all the info.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear all of your glitch in the matrix, unexplainable, weird stories because they are fascinating to me. And we can make this a series. This can be episode one because I have plenty of them. This one's my mom's. She was driving from Atlanta to North Carolina. It's the middle of the night. She's on the phone with my grandma and my grandma is helping her over maps, Google Maps, because my mom was running out of gas and she was panicking a little bit because she was in the middle of fucking nowhere, okay? Finally, over the hill, she sees a lit up, beautiful gas station. So she pulls in, she pumps her gas, uses her card, and then she goes to walk in to pee before she leaves. So she's walking towards the door, and as she gets to the door, her mom called her and goes, "You ran out of gas, didn't you?" And my mom's like, "No, I'm at a gas station. Is my car, do you not see it?" She said, "No, your car's like parked in the middle of nowhere. Where are you?" And she said, I'm at a gas station. And as she's saying that, she goes to pull the door and it's locked. And she looks up and there's a close sign. And she was like, "Oh, I just got gas. That's weird." She turns around. Everything's dark. No lights on, no people, no cars, bars on the windows, boarded up windows. A completely abandoned gas station. It makes me want to throw up thinking about it. So, of course, like any normal human, my mom's like, I've lost my mind, or I've fallen into a different dimension. She speeds off, gets on the interstate, completely weirded out, looks at her gas tank. Her gas is full. She got gas at this non-existent gas station. It's not on her credit card history, nothing. They go back, look on maps.
Wait, there's no gas station there. Grandma was following her car?
Never figured it out.
Yeah.
It's been years.
Like on an app?
I think so. And then saw that she was parked in the middle of nowhere. So she was like, "You run out of gas," and all of a sudden. And the weird thing is that even if it was delusional from her, she got gas.
Yeah. So weird.
This shit is like, I don't understand.
I don't understand either. I'm very confused about some things. But yeah, is that it?
I don't know. I'm so scared. You know what? That's it. But that's it, because we have no more time, because there's plenty. There's so if plenty. You guys have any of these glitches happening to you, or any other TikTok reels that you saw that you think it's better than these ones, or that you want us to react to, please let us know, because we can do part two.
I bet there's so many cool stories on Reddit as well.
Yeah, exactly. We can definitely do glitches part two, because I bet they're gonna keep happening to us.
For sure.
So let's see.
But yeah, to lighten up the mood, because things are a bit tense, we're gonna play a game.
Let's play some games.
Let's play some games. It's game time.
Game time.
Okay, so we're gonna be actresses.
I love this.
As we like, yeah. And we came up with two scenarios, right?
Yes.
The first scenario, we decided that Iris is gonna be an alien, and I'm gonna be a human from Earth.
From Earth,
because there's like other humans maybe somewhere else. I don't know. And I'm gonna have to use like some specific words in our conversation. And yeah, let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
I just So I imagine this being like this.
Okay.
You woke up with your feet on the pillow. Your head on the bottom.
My feet in the pillow.
But when you look to the side, there's me.
Okay, so I'm like that.
Yeah.
Like, wait. My room. Your face. Who are you?
Hello.
Halloween.
Halloween.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm really happy for someone who just saw an alien, but I'm just because you're a pretty alien.
Thank you.
I was asleep and now you're here. What are you doing in my room?
I leave here.
You leave? You leave in my room?
I do.
Since when?
Since now.
Okay. Are you okay? Do you need any water?
What?
You don't know what water is?
No.
No?
No water.
So, do you know what drinking is?
No drink.
Okay, but wait. As I can see, you have like this pretty pink fur all over you.
Pretty fur.
You don't have to do anything to maintain your pretty fur?
No, born with pretty fur.
That's so good to be born like that. And like, so you don't need to eat?
No eat.
No eat, no sleep, no water, no pay taxes.
What taxes?
What
taxes mean?
So, taxes is something that us humans need to pay the government.
Pay? With what? Pay with body?
With body? Well, some people can do that. And then other people have tax evasion and they don't pay.
But invasion, alien, invasion, me.
Yes, you. Amazing. So, what brought you here?
What?
That's That's a pet.
A pet?
No, that's just an animal.
Pretty animal?
Okay.
I'm here for you.
For me? I'm honored.
I came to take you.
To take me?
Yes. Take you with me up.
So no car?
Car? What car?
How do we go up?
We fly.
We fly. So, but why me?
Sophia, you? Special.
Special?
Special human.
Wow, thank you. That's a lot of... I feel really pressured.
You what? Happy to be special?
I'm happy to be special.
You adapt to me.
I
you speak.
I'm happy to go with you.
I
just need to grab a snack.
What? Snack food. What?
Because you're not gonna have food for me upstairs, right?
What food? We don't need food.
Okay.
You up there don't eat food.
Okay.
You come with me, you happy up there.
Okay, I happy up. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, I have pink fur. How cute. glitch in the matrix.
In the matrix.
Did you see there? Or poor equipment. We believe what we want to believe.
We believe. Yeah. But yeah, you're
this
a
very
was
fun.
Good alien.
Thank
love
you.
That.
A sweet one.
A very sweet one. Okay. Okay. The last scenario.
Yeah.
I'm
a Victorian child.
A Victorian child. What do I do? Like, what's my day? Just like...
You're from a rich family.
Okay.
Okay. So one of those Victorian child with like a big dress. You live at this castle. Victorians have castles?
Do they?
Yes, they do. Yeah. You live in a castle.
Okay. I live in a castle.
In London.
In London.
You're a Victorian child and you're playing in your room. And your babysitter just, that was maybe had another name back then, just stepped out for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And here I come.
Okay.
Because I'm someone from the future.
Okay.
That decided to travel back and just landed in your room.
Okay.
So I'll have some futuristic explaining to do.
Okay.
Okay. You're playing. Oh my God. Who are you?
Who are you? Why are you dressed like that?
This is my... Why are you dressed like that?
This is my play dress.
What year is this?
This is the 1845.
1845? You know, I'm from 2024.
What? You're from the future?
I'm from the future.
Do we have flying cars? Wait, do we have
no,
cars?
We have...
Oops, we only have cars in like 40 years, so... I need to adapt my brain. Okay. So you're from the 2020?
I'm from the 2024. Can I take a picture of you so I can take this home?
What is that?
This? This is an iPhone. I'm guessing... Oh, yeah. You don't have, do you have phones at all? So so this is like a device.
What's a device?
Oh shit.
What's shit?
Poop. Oh, poop.
That's poop.
No, so this is a little box that has everything you want inside, like everything you want. You can literally take a picture of yourself. Hope I don't break you with this one. No, no problem. This is like, this is no Satan. It's fine. It's from you're the Satan. Future. I'm you're Satan? Satan. Don't tell your mom, please.
You're
that I'm
just
Satan.
Like that. Because you're Satan. What are you doing here? What do you want to do with me? Why me?
I don't know, actually. I just picked the year that I wanted and it took me here to your room. I don't know. Maybe this is like the place where I live back then. Maybe it's like the same land. So I landed here. I don't know.
Are you going to kill me with the box?
No, I just want a photo. Can I bring a photo home? I need. This is my camera.
What's a camera?
Camera. Camera is like... I do this. And then I have you in my device.
I don't want to be there.
But it's like another version of you. You'll still be there. Just like...
No version more of me.
Do you know paintings? Do you know...
Yes.
Paintings?
Do you want to paint with me?
Yes.
Okay,
so with
paint.
This device, it's really
I have
quick.
My stuff here. We can paint.
Okay.
You sit here.
I will paint with you, but like with this from the future, it's like an instant painting. I do this and then you're here as a painting. Can I do that?
Does it hurt?
No.
I bet it hurts.
No, it doesn't hurt. It's going to be really quick.
Okay.
Done.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You want to see your painting?
Yes.
So this is you.
Oh my god, that's how I
cute,
look like.
Right? Very cute. And you know what we have also in the future? AI.
What is that? Two letters.
Like, it's artificial intelligence. So it's like almost robots.
What's a robot?
It's like a metallic human.
Like, an armor?
Exactly. Like an armor that moves without a human inside.
Without a human.
And thinks and talks without a human inside. Isn't that cool? It can fight for your family.
It can also kill my family.
Probably. But so far we are safe in the future.
The future.
Any questions you have
scary.
About the future?
The future sounds really, really scary.
Well, I think you have some problems too here in the past. So you shouldn't be one to judge. You're a little privileged white Victorian child. So we have it better in the future.
What's privileged?
You know what? Have an appointment at 5 in the future.
You go see doctor?
I go see doctor. Exactly.
Okay.
We still have doctor, see? Safe. Yes. Safe. And we live until like 100, not like 30.
100 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's better. Do you want to come with me? To
I'm
the future?
Good, but you can take me in your box.
Exactly. I'm going to take this painting.
Yes.
Bye. Oh my god, there were some words here. Very, very hard. Blue.
This is hard. I don't know much about like
Victorian
era. So I'm sorry. Maybe I need to have like some history classes. Oh my god.
See?
Again? At least it's a, like a good episode for this to happen.
Exactly.
It's on
it keeps,
team.
Like the glitches keep happening.
Yeah.
Well, this was fun.
This was really fun. I really want to have a part 2. I feel like we could stay here forever.
Yeah, exactly.
But we can't because we don't want to bore you with like a 3-hour episode. So
keep sending us the glitches and hopefully we will be detectives and find the solution for this.
Yeah.
Is this a simulation? Maybe we'll be the ones to notice. Who knows?
Who knows?
See you next Monday.
It's pink wall time.
Oh,
she always forgets. It's not like
my brain is small.
See you next Monday, she said.
And it's my turn. Huh? Let's go. Pink ball time.
Pink ball time.
Pink ball time.
Okay. All right. What do we have for next week? Packing hacks and how to pack.
Wow. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay, yeah. Okay, we have to do our homework for this one.
Yeah.
And it's handy because we're going to have a trip.
True.
Soon. Should we tell them?
Yeah, a little secret.
We are going to Copenhagen Fashion Week.
Yay. Super it's going to be my first one. You've been there before.
Yeah.
It's going to be my first one, first time in Copenhagen. So I'm very excited. And hopefully the next episode will help me with packing.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, for sure. So yeah, I'll see you next Monday. And thank you so much for watching. We hope you enjoyed. And we love you.
Love you.
Bye.